Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 18, 1804, day 92 of the expedition. Camped across from the Omaha village. The journal entry today is written on an old sheet of paper that had been used before and is filled with memos and other data which cannot be deciphered. Moulton relates that the information is sorted out as best it can be. Clark writes,
"A fine morning. Wind from the southeast. In the after part of the day, the party with the Indians arrived. We meet them under a shade near the boat, and after a short talk, we gave them provisions to eat and proceeded to the trial of Reed. He confessed that he deserted and stole a public rifle, shot pouch, powder, and balls, and requested that we would be as favorable with him as we could, consistent with our oaths. We were, and only sentenced him to run the gauntlet 4 times through the party, and that each man with 9 switches should punish him, and for him not to be considered in the future as one of the party. The 3 principal chiefs petitioned for pardon for this man. After we explained the injury such men could do them by false representation and explaining the customs of our country, they were all satisfied with the propriety of the sentence and witnessed the punishment. We then proceeded to have some talks with the chiefs about the origin of the war between them and the Omahas. It commenced that 2 of the Missouris, who resided with the Otoes, went to the Omahas to steal horses. They killed them both, which was the cause of the revenge on the part of the Missouris and the Otoes." Captain William Clark, August 18, 1804.
In the Codex B, written by Elliot Coos, sentences relating to the trial of Reed are crossed out by Biddle. No account of the incident appears in Biddle's version of the journals. This day was Lewis's 30th birthday, and the day was closed with an extra gill of whiskey and a dance until 11 o'clock. Peter Crozat and a French waterman provided the music. The note regarding Reed not being considered a member of the expedition essentially means he got a dishonorable discharge. He was assigned menial tasks, ignored, and he was sent back the first chance they got, which was when they reached the Mandan villages. Tomorrow, Sergeant Floyd, taken very bad.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Lewis, read by Russ Palmer. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of the journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.